I'm Julie Avery, and I am on the board of the Michigan Barn Preservation Network. And I've been around since the beginning. We're about 27 years old, but I was involved as a member. And I have always helped in different committees and stuff like that. And so now I'm on the board, and I'm the chair of the Communications Committee. And we have a number of annual things, and one in the last maybe 7 years, we started doing a fall event. And we've done something all, you know, we're trying to reach out regionally and go to different parts of the state. And the things that are very popular are barn tours. And so my husband and I retired, although he works more than he ever has. But anyway, we've been in Empire for about 3 years now, and it's beautiful here. And we love barns, and so we always see all these neat barns and talk to people and meet people. And so I volunteered to coordinate this year's fall event, and we have expanded into a kind of full weekend of connections with barns.
As the leaves are starting to turn, it gives people a chance to get out and see some of the rural areas of Michigan. What's in store for this year?
Okay, well, we have a full weekend of 3 days of things planned, and they're all optional. The big event is the Saturday bus barn tour, and we're going to go to five different sites in Leelanau County, and we're going to get to see seven barns and one interesting restoration of a powerhouse that was built on a 19th-century farmstead. So then Friday during the day, we're partnering with Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. And this National Lakeshore has a rural historic district called Port Oneida. And there are a number of like 30 or 40 barns and farmsteads that are being preserved in this rural historic district throughout the park. And they document turn of the century, 1900s, agricultural communities of this area of Michigan. And so there are a lot of interesting barns here. And so Friday, we're going to have a self-guided tour. We'll have a little orientation, and then we're going to have at seven different sites, volunteers and staff are going to be at those sites to open barns and unique agricultural buildings that are typically not open to the public. Most of the park's buildings are drive-by. You know, you get the feeling that you're in a historic rural area, but you don't really get to get in and be nosy about what the buildings are. And Friday, we'll be able to do that. And then Friday evening, we're going to have a party. We're welcoming everybody that's coming to any of the events. And then the Empire Area Museum, which is a state award-winning little museum, sweetheart of a museum, we're going to have our evening social, and we're going to have some light refreshments and a chance for, so far we've got 49 people registered to come to that, to meet each other and have some good conversation about barns. Then Saturday is the big bus tour, and we're going to meet at the Young property. And this site is interesting because the Leelanau Conservancy is a very powerful and interesting and unique land conservancy organization, actually in the nation, I think. And they have taken on the Young Farmstead property with a promise to, you know, maintain the historic farm. And there are two barns there, one on either side of the road. Right now, a Young family is leasing the Young farm, and they're doing a permaculture demonstration farm. They have llamas and sheep and chickens, and we get to see the barns and meet the folks and meet the llamas. So there'll be two barns to see there. And we're going to go over to Nash Road, and there is a gentleman farmer in this region who has wanted to create a wonderful farm, and he's doing a farm and a series of orchards, and he wanted to have an old barn. So he worked with a barn right and found a barn that needed to have a home that was going to be destroyed up above Sutton's Bay, and they dismantled it and brought it over to his property and reassembled it. And it's a beautiful a wonderful. It's on a curve. It's very picturesque, and we'll get to see an old frame that has come to have a new life. Then we're going to go see a very unusual barn, the Reinhardt's barn, and Jeff Reinhardt is a barnwright in his own right. He has worked on barns for many, many years, and he's well known in this region. But his barn was called an experimental barn by the man who built it, and instead of posts and beams that hold the barn up and provide the structure, his barn is supported from the ground up to the purlin, up to the roof, with six trees. Tree trunks. Now, they're not rooted in the ground. They cut them down and they move them. But instead of posts and beams, the structure of this barn is these huge six tree trunks. It's very interesting and very unusual. We're going to have our lunch at a place called the Cherry Basket Farm, which is a very sweet little combination of buildings. I think there's about 12 buildings, and there's two major barns, and both of these barns have won Barn of the Year award of our organization, and we give this award annually to people who have upgraded and protected the historic structure of their barn and restored it. And one of these is an actual commercial kitchen, and the folks at Epicure Catering have their home there, and we're going to have our luncheon with them at this little farmstead. And it's an events location. There are weddings that are held there, parties, small performances. And event barns are beginning to be a kind of more important thing in our economy. It's another way for our organization to acknowledge that. Well, it's another way to save barns. Barns need to have a purpose. Then we're going to go to the Great Lakes Ranch, which is actually two farmsteads across the road from one another. And the folks that own this are international award winners of yaks and Surrey alpaca. And so that's going to be a very unique experience, and we'll get to walk among the yaks. Also, there is a granary on that site that has been turned into a little shop for the sale of yarn and wonderful designer clothing that has been made from the beautiful yarn and wool of these animals. So that's kind of a quickie about the tour. And then Sunday, we have one more opportunity, the Cathedral Barns at the Commons, the Grand Traverse Commons, which is a major area that used to be the mental health hospital, from one of them from Michigan, and now it's becoming a mixed-use development. It's like a big park right in Traverse City. And when it was a mental hospital, the residents and the employees farmed, and the farm provided food for the hospital, and they have beautiful barns, very dramatic barns. And a nonprofit group has formed to preserve these barns, and they're, again, they're being an event barn, and they're having community gardens and community events there. We've tried to fill a weekend so that folks will come not just for our Saturday tour, but they'll come early and stay late and hang out in this really nice area of Michigan.
Julie, going to the Northwest, agricultural historic barns really give the impression of the type of farmers that settled the land. Do you know a little bit more about some of the history in the area or what might be common to the Northwest?
Well, in Port Oneida, we live right adjoining the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. And this region also, a lot of the Northwest, Traverse City over to here, is known for its fruit, for its apple trees and cherry trees and grapes and lots of different fruits. Back in the 1800s, at least in this part of the county along the coast, potato farming was very prevalent. And because of the climate, because the lake is right here and we have good humidity, then we became more and more fruit producers. There's a lot of Germans that settled here, but this part of the United States was not a first settlement area. So the majority of people that settled here came from the East Coast. And so where on the East Coast, not the East Coast of Michigan, but the East Coast of the United States, where there would have been first generation builders building more barns like they were built in Europe. Over here, our barns in more Midwest and West, our barns have become adapted, and there are still some things, you know, that are that reflect the old building. Well, timber framing, post and beam structures, is an old method of building, but it wasn't just related to a particular culture. In Michigan, on over by Holland, there is a particular kind of barn that has one of the roofs is very steep and long, and the other one is shorter, and that's called a Dutch barn. And their doors, their entries, are on the gable end. Majority of barns, the entry is on the side of the barn. Barns around here are different, and the barns reflect their original use. There are barns that are shaped differently, that are low and long and have lots of windows, and often they're hog barns. There are chicken coops. That's a obvious thing. They look different on the landscape, and when you know what kind of agriculture existed when the barns were built, then that you can kind of read that. The Michigan Barn Preservation Network, part of our goal is to help promote awareness of barns so that people can see them on the landscape and start to understand a little bit about them. The really big barns that have the mow where hay is stored, those are bigger and bigger barns. The small farmsteads that have numbers of different kinds of buildings, and like our ancestors, our grandparents or great-grandparents, where they had a diversified type of agriculture, where they may have had several different crops and different kinds of animals, and they all were serviced by that complex of agricultural buildings, including the barn, versus some very contemporary mono-agriculture where someone has acres and acres and acres of soybeans or corn. They don't have the diversity, and so the need that they have for the barn reflects the storage and what kind of crops or animals they're working with.
Well, Julie, we appreciate the update on the tour and the work of the network. If people are interested, where would you send them to sign up and learn more?
Well, we have a website that has lots of information, and it's mybarn.net. My like Michigan, mibarn.net. And you can also just Google Michigan Barn Preservation Network, and we'll be right there.
Again, Julie Avery with the Barn Preservation Network, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Nicole. I really appreciate it.